talk around town this week wasn't about COVID. It was more about, have we ever had a dry season in 2021? It certainly doesn't feel like it. Parts of our region, absolute downpours again this week. I think we had about 2 weeks. It certainly feels like it. We had about 2 weeks of our beautiful dry season weather, and then it started raining yet again. A man I was very keen to talk to see whether that was in fact the case, but also to have a bit of a look forward about what we can expect over coming months. He's a senior climatologist with the Bureau of Meteorology. His name's Greg Browning. Greg, that certainly was the chatter here in and around Cairns. What do the actual stats tell us about what kind of dry season or not that we've had?
Gavin, so it really wasn't that different than the long-term average. There certainly were some places that got some good falls, and probably, you know, what's fresh in the mind is that, yeah, there were some really good falls around just in the last week or so. But overall, we were sort of pretty close to average. So along the coastal strip of the East Tropical Coast, we did see a bit above average. Certainly, you didn't have to go too far inland, though, to get to average, even below average around the highland sort of region. It's a funny one with that part. It's really the only part of northern Australia that doesn't receive like a pure sort of dry season. So even while, you know, other parts of the north are seeing, you know, proper dry season, a typical winter for Cairns, say, is still like, you know, 25 or more days a year of rain, you know, and sometimes that's only a millimetre or two. And this year they got 27, and the average is around that sort of number anyway, about the mid-20s. So overall, wasn't really that much different.
There you go. We must just be confused. And perhaps it wasn't so much the volume of rain, I feel like, this year. It just seems so consistent. It just felt like just when it was time to go and mow the lawn again or go to the beach and relax, it started raining again. The Bureau has just released its climate outlook, looking out over the next couple of months or so. What does that hold in store for us here in the north?
Yeah, so unfortunately, if you are really hanging out for an extended period of drier weather, it's not looking great, actually.
It's not going to happen, right?
Spring outlook. Yeah. So more above average rainfall is likely. So again, that doesn't really say, you know, how much above average, but the chances are over the next 3 months, we're going to see totals around that region above average. And I guess we're starting to get to that time of the year where those totals do sort of become a little bit more significant. So it could be reasonably wet. Having said that, September's looking like close to average, but then as we start to move into October and November, you know, really starting to get towards the proper wet season months, the signal for above average rain becomes quite strong. So September's probably going to be the last of the months that you could possibly think of as dry season-ish, and then it's going to get right into those wet conditions.
Right, well, that's not what we wanted to hear from you, Greg Browning, unfortunately. But yeah, anyway, what about temperatures? I'm reading here that max temperatures looking to be perhaps above median for our part of the world?
Yeah, that's correct. In those places that do see you know, a bit more rain than usual, they're probably looking at, you know, maybe just marginally above average. And certainly we see that as we sort of go further inland and a bit further north where we're not expecting as strong a rainfall signal. It's a bit warmer. But yeah, for the most part, warmer than average days and a pretty strong chance of warmer than average nights. So warmer conditions. And, you know, we have got a lot of warm water around the country. So whenever we start to get those winds coming offshore, it's likely to bring in moisture and a bit of heat. So, yeah, not too much of a chance of cool periods, I'd say, over the next few months.
And where are we at in terms of the cycles around El Nino and La Nina? How's that all playing into certainly what feels like more rainy days than normal?
Yeah, we certainly are in a climate state now that is favourable for more rainfall, particularly over eastern states. So the El Niño Southern Oscillation, as we call it, is neutral, which means we are neither in a El Niño or a La Niña. But there's another driver that's dominated by the temperature patterns in the Indian Ocean that's in its negative phase, and that normally means above average rainfall. And the other thing that that particular climate driver normally is associated with is warm waters around northern Australia, and that's driving a lot of the rainfall as well. So with those warm waters, you get the possibility of more moisture being evaporated into the air, and then that can get picked up by weather features and winds and fall as rain. So hence the higher outlook for rain over the next few months.
All right. Well, we're in for more rain. That is the summary. That is the very sad summary from Greg
Yeah.
Browning at the Bureau.
Could be much worse, and yeah, you're
It
still
could
gonna
be
have some
worse.
nice warm temperatures, you know. Yeah, you're not have gonna have to be wearing thermals and all the rest of it, like us poor suckers down south. So yeah,
That's right. That's right.
you'll be fine.
We're kind of locked in a separate way, if you like. We're often kept indoors with relentless rain, but at least, as we said, it's not a COVID lockdown the way that unfortunate souls like you are involved in at the moment. Greg Browning, senior climatologist with the Bureau of Meteorology. Thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
My pleasure, Gavin.